KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning here on KJAN by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the Drake Relays will get underway today on the Big Blue Oval in Des Moines. There are a few high school events that are scheduled for later on this evening. The boys' 3,200-meter finals will be held at 5:25 tonight. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer will be participating in that event. Also on the girls' side, the 3,000-meter final will be held at 5:40 this evening. Emma Lucas of Bedford and Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood are among those who qualified. In the girls' discus finals, coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood, Lauren Payne of Lewis Central, Kelsey Fields of Creston, Logan Hughes of Shenandoah, Ashley Onken of Carroll, and Lydia Knapp of Panorama will all be in competition. The boys' high jump final gets underway at 4:30 this afternoon. Jack Tarks of Trainer and Grayson Welberg of Panorama will be involved in that event. Logan Jones of Lewis Central will be part of the boys' shot put finals, which will get underway at 4:30 this afternoon. And the girls' long jump finals also start at 5 o'clock today with Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln and Bailey Beckman of Panorama among those competing. The relays continue through Saturday. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced the 1A and 2A singles and doubles regional tennis tournament assignments yesterday. Here's a look at the Class 1A. Regional matchups that are set here locally for Atlantic. They'll be participating in the Class 1A Region 2 meet, which will be held at Red Oak. They'll be joined by Clarinda, Glenwood, Harlan, of course the host Red Oak, St. Albert, Shenandoah, and Southwest Valley all competing there. Class 1A Region 3 at Norwalk will include Audubon, Creston, and Kemper Catholic. Denison will be part of Class 1A Region 1. That'll be up at Spencer. Those tourneys get underway Wednesday, May 15th. Those will be 9 a.m. start times on those days. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Adam Wainwright notched his 150th career victory by allowing one run over six innings in the Cardinals' 5-2 win over the Brewers, a game heard here on KJAN. Marcelo Ozuna and Yadier Molina each homered as part of a four-run fourth inning that allowed St. Louis to complete a three-game sweep. Christian Yelich came up as a pinch hitter with the bases loaded in the ninth inning, but Jordan Hicks struck him out to pick up his seventh save in eight chances. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat Washington 9-5, Atlanta over Cincinnati 3-1, Arizona beat Pittsburgh 11-2, Philadelphia down the New York Mets 6-0, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 7-6. In the American League, Blake Snell was pinned with a loss in his return from a broken right toe. The reigning AL Cy Young Award winner allowed three runs and five hits over three and a third innings, throwing 65 pitches in the Tampa Bay Rays' 10-2 loss to the Royals. The Rays decided that Snell was ready to return despite throwing just an 18-pitch bullpen session Saturday and eight pitches off a mound on Monday. Adalberto Mondesi hit a three-run homer and drove in four runs as the Royals ended a five-game losing streak. Billy Hamilton had two hits and two RBIs to support Jacob Junis, who limited the Rays to one run and four hits over five innings of work. Elsewhere in the American League, Oakland beat Texas 6-5, Baltimore over Chicago 4-3, Boston beat Detroit 11-4, Houston over Minnesota 7-1, New York beat L.A. 6-5. In interleague play, Cleveland topped Miami 6-2, San Diego 1-0 over Seattle, and San Francisco shut out Toronto 4-0. In baseball news, Gio Gonzalez is back with the Brewers. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Gonzalez and the Brewers agreed to a one-year contract guaranteeing the 33-year-old left-hander $2 million. The lefty was 3-0 with a .257 earned run average for the Brewers after being acquired from Washington last August 31st. The former 21-game winner was 10-11 with a .421 ERA last season. Gonzalez was 2-1 with a 6 earned run average in three starts and 15 innings with the Yankees' AAA team. Angel slugger Shohei Ohtani faced live pitching Wednesday to begin the probable final step in his return from Tommy John surgery. Ohtani is expected to face about a week of live pitching before he returns to the lineup. The Rockies reinstated infielder Daniel Murphy from the 10-day injured list before Wednesday's game against the Washington Nationals. The 34-year-old fractured his left index finger, diving for a grounder in the second game of the season. Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco is not expected to miss any time with a left leg injury the team initially feared was serious. Carrasco was hurt Tuesday night while covering first base in the fourth inning against Miami. The Blue Jays will promote top prospect Vladimir Guerrero Jr. before Friday's game against the Athletics. The son of Hall of Famer Vladimir Guerrero hit .367 with three homers and eight RBIs in eight games for AAA Buffalo, missing the start of the season with an oblique injury. Iowa basketball star Megan Gustafson was in the House and the Senate on Wednesday as Iowa legislators passed resolutions recognizing her achievements. Senator Joe Bolcom of Iowa City read some of the stats from Gustafson's senior year.
She became a consensus first-team All-American and became one of the fourth player in women's college basketball history to score 1,000 points in a single season.
Lawmakers read through the many awards Gustafson won and also praised her for being a two-time Big Ten Academic All-American. Senator Zach Walls of Iowa City read the closing lines of a resolution honoring Gustafson.
The Senate hereby recognizes and congratulates Megan Gustafson for her outstanding career at the University of Iowa and wishes her continued success during her Women's National Basketball Association career.
That same document was read aloud in the House. Gustafson got long ovations from lawmakers, their staff, and visitors who were watching those proceedings. A key witness for prosecutors at a trial stemming from a crackdown on corruption in college basketball says he played college football players to secure their business when they joined the NFL. Lewis Martin Blazer described in Manhattan federal court paying players at schools including Pittsburgh, Penn State, Michigan, Notre Dame, Northwestern, North Carolina, and Alabama. Blazer said he did it so they'd hire him as their financial advisor when they became professionals. He says he answered the request of a Penn State coach and gave a $10,000 check to the father of a first-round draft pick in the 2009 NFL draft. The money was paid back. He also says that he paid a North Carolina player who was drafted by the New York Giants. University of Kansas and Adidas have announced an extension of their contract through 2031. Despite an FBI investigation centered on the footwear and apparel company that cast a negative light on the Jayhawks' athletic programs, a corruption scandal focused on college basketball involved former Adidas executive James Gatto and implicated several schools. Well, the Houston Rockets have advanced to the NBA's Western Conference semifinals for the third straight year by disposing of the Utah Jazz in five games. James Harden scored 26 points and hit two big free throws in the final minute to lead the Rockets past the Jazz 100-93. Rockets will take on either Golden State or the LA Clippers in the next round. The Clippers stayed alive in their first round series, taking Game 5 at Oakland, a 129-121 victory against the Warriors. They'll head back to Los Angeles for Game 6 on Friday. The Stanley Cup playoffs will continue without any of the four division leaders, including the defending champions. Brock McGinn scored 11:05 into double overtime to complete the Carolina Hurricanes' comeback within a comeback in a 4-3 victory in Washington. McGinn sent the Canes into the second round against the New York Islanders after his team trailed 3-2 in the series and 3-1 in Game 7. It's the first time in NHL history that all four division champions have been knocked out in the first round. Well, the NFL draft begins in Nashville tonight, and it could be a big evening for a pair of Iowa standouts. Noah Fant says he goes into the draft not knowing where he will end up.
You know, you could be picked at 8 or 9, or you could be picked at 43. You know, anything could happen. You know, especially with teams picking up guys in free agency, things have already changed. Teams trade up or trade down, things will change again. So there's no real way to predict it, just kind of knowing I put my best foot forward and hoping for the best.
Considered a tough matchup in the pass game, Fant used the combine and workouts to show that he's also a good blocker in the run game.
I feel like I was able to prove that and, you know, kind of I just want to, you know, prove that well-rounded tight end type thing. And, you know, I've been able to, you know, chip away at that every day and with each performance.
T.J. Hockenson was the Mackey Award winner and is considered a likely top 10 selection. Wherever he ends up, Hockenson says he's ready for football to become his job.
I got to be there. I got to come in ready to go. I'm going to do my best to dive into the playbook, learn everything I can, and you know, get acclimated to that organization. So I'm super excited for it.
Hockenson will be in Nashville for the draft and is ready to have it over with.
I'm really not in it for the glam or the glory. So it's cool, but on the same hand, I'm just ready to go dive into the playbook and learn.
He says once the draft is over, the focus will change. Nevada will play its first football game ever against Iowa when the Wolfpack traveled to Big Ten school in Iowa City in 2022. The two schools announced Wednesday that the game will be played at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City on September 17th of 2022. That means the Wolfpack of the Mountain West Conference will play Big Ten teams in three of the next four seasons. They host Purdue in their 2019 season opener and travel to Penn State in 2020. Nevada coach Jay Norvell began his coaching career as a graduate assistant at Iowa, where he earned all Big Ten honors as a defensive back and helped to lead the Hawkeyes to the 1986 Rose Bowl. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says the Hawkeyes have built some depth on the defensive line during spring drills. Iowa had some significant losses along the front off of last year's unit that led the Big Ten in scoring defense.
If you go to watch a game, the safeties are probably involved in maybe 10 to 12 plays a game. The corners, they might be, you know, maybe 7 or 8. You know, they don't get much. All the work is done up in the front seven.
Iowa closes out their spring drills Friday night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.